Cyber attacks don't just threaten your money, they can also put your access to clean drinking water and a functioning sewer at risk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports experts say as we become more connected online, Indiana water and wastewater utilities are more vulnerable to these attacks.
In May, Russian hackers targeted a wastewater treatment plant for Tipton. Fortunately, workers at the plant noticed something was wrong and were able to switch to manual operation until they could address it. Don Keeler serves on the Emergency Response and Security Committee for the Indiana section of the American Water Works Association. She says other utilities around the country haven't been as lucky, paying millions of dollars to get back up and running.
It's a good reminder for everybody to be aware of their use of any kind of device and make sure that they're not clicking on links that they shouldn't click on, that they know who it is that's sending them the link, especially if it comes in a text.
Rural, smaller utilities are especially vulnerable because they often don't have the money for their own in-house IT departments. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Kyler says all water and wastewater utilities are expected to lose staff as half the workforce nears retirement.